Zach Galifianakis is here. He is one of the most innovative stand-up comedians working today. I am pleased to have Zach Galifianakis on this program for the first time, of which we share many things, including we both have property in North Carolina. Welcome.
Right. You have 500 acres, you said? I have 7.
You have 50. Come
you,
on.
You were you bragging already, Charlie.
No, you had 50.
I have 60.
No.
I have 60.
Actually, I have
30 of it in marijuana.
I don't grow anything.
No, I'm sure
on
you
mine.
Don't. Right, right. Oh, you are. So you do it on state parks? That's smart.
No, I have a minor 6 acres.
Oh,
you
right,
know?
Right.
You're out in the woods,
and
as
in
we
the
say,
woods.
Out.
Out,
out with
down
the ticks.
Yonder, whatever they call it. Yeah, a lot of mouth breathers.
Yeah.
You still have your, how long have you been in New York, Charlie? You still have your North Carolina accent.
Forever. I came here in 1991.
Don't you think you should
have started this show in 1991?
Your accent by then?
I haven't had any instruction. Does it bother you?
No,
it,
I like it. I like it, but the people that you hang out with, the highfalutin New York City type, the Europeans,
yes.
still saying Italy.
Yeah, I do. How do you say it?
Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
So if I said Italy rather than Italy,
yeah,
it'd be better.
Yeah.
You used to do on VH1 what I do right here.
I did.
It was canceled on
I did.
VH1.
Yeah, I had a...
What was that called? The Zach Show?
I think it was called the Magic Johnson Show. No, it was called Late World with Zach.
Late World with Zach,
yeah.
Right. That was on for a while on VH1, then it was canceled, and then because you had movies to make and a career to pursue.
No, I had a, it wasn't, it was canceled because I wasn't listening to the guest, and I was terrible at it.
Really?
And got canceled, and then I thought, well, that was a nice try at a career, meaning right. comedy, and then I just kind of started doing open mics again and had to put myself together yeah. again, and then started auditioning for, you know, busboy number 2 or bellhop number 4.
I mean, you have performed in almost every kind of venue or even places where it wouldn't be called a venue.
Right.
You know, standing on bar stools, trying
right.
to make them, trying to turn down the TV over
yes.
the bars
yes.
so you can hear me and all this great comedy I'm doing.
Yes, really great mix when you try to get the guys at the local sports bar to turn down the hockey playoffs so you can tell your stupid jokes.
Yes, I'm yeah. trying to make these people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a desperate art form to try to get into. It's mm-hmm. you perform anywhere you can. I mean, old folks' homes, churches, even a bus. So, yeah, I was doing stand-up as much as I could and wherever I could.
Talk about that really in a serious way. I mean, if you want to be good, you got to go out and do
it.
You
have to do it. You have to get on stage and you have to bomb and fail.